Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake, and you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, LouisLewis5. And joined, as always, by my co-host, Bill. How's it going today, Bill, or tonight? I mean, we're late night right now.
It's going okay.
Yeah, we're recording Thursday. It is, Javonte Williams just rushed for a touchdown. The Lions and the Cowboys are going at it right now on Thursday Night Football, 27-16. Lions are winning. I mean, we both kind of predicted this, didn't we?
Yeah.
I feel like anytime they get embarrassed by the Packers, I have to show back up and show who's the team. But, yes, thanks for joining us on this fine Thursday night, Friday morning when you're going to be listening to this. We'll be doing our start sits for week 14 because, hey, it's basically the last week before the playoffs for your fantasy leagues and majority of leagues. And if you do have fantasy leagues that go until week 18, you should switch that because that's just crap.
Not a big fan of the bye week this week, though.
Yeah, there's four teams this week. What? Panthers, Patriots, Giants, and 49ers. Mm-hmm. Some good players. Yeah. Speaking of that, in one of my bumbled teams, I have Christian McCaffrey, and it's a one running back league. And I'm like, frick. My guy that I'm either starting is, I think, Isaiah Pacheco or Samaje Perine. I'm like,
you would like the last week of before the playoffs, like everyone to be at full strength, and if you have to earn getting in there, other than
definitely.
You play a guy that had half his team is out this week,
right?
Yeah,
but we're going to give you our start sits, our anytime touchdowns, and of course our pick segment. You ready, Bill?
I'm ready.
Let's get fantasy. Well, I just got the notification. CeeDee Lamb is out for the game with a concussion. That really sucks. I have him in a couple of my leagues, and looks like it's going to be probably George Pickens' time the rest of the game for the Cowboys.
I mean, at least it's a Thursday. You might get him back in time for next week.
That is true. That is true. Especially if you didn't get a first-round bye in your fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, let's get into the injury report for this week. We'll do quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and then tight ends. Jaden Daniels, do you think he plays this week? He logged a full participation in practice today on Thursday.
My guess is they play him. Should he play? Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, you're not going to make the playoffs where you're, what, a 3-9 team or whatever, 4-9, 4-8, whatever. Yeah, I don't see him make the playoffs at all.
No.
Meaning it should just be a lost cause and sit him the rest of the year and keep him on your
you would franchise. Think, but we'll see.
We did have a guy rush back one time. same projected team, you know, Commanders, Washington, Redskins. And that devoured his or derailed his career, I'd say.
Yeah.
RG3, if you didn't know who we're talking about.
Yep.
I think he plays this week, but I don't think he should.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert broke his left non-throwing hand. I think he plays. I mean, hell, he came back in the game.
Yeah.
But me and you both have a love for Trey Lance. So
I do. I have on my dynasty team still. I have faith. I do too. One day he'll get a start.
I mean, everyone's so quick to turn the page on him, and he, what, played behind Jimmy G, mm-hmm. went to the Super Bowl or whatever, close enough. Then he gets his opportunity. Comes in week one in a monsoon game against the Chicago Bears. I mean, how can you really judge that game? And the next game, he's doing all the RPOs and runs, and there goes his ankle.
Yeah, I mean, there's some backups in this league, and you look at some of the starters, and I'm like, I don't know how these guys aren't getting starting time over, like, anybody for the Saints. Like, come on. Or Geno Smith. Like, why is he still starting? Like, there's a lot of starting quarterbacks that are just garbage.
Geno and them, they want to lose so they get a better draft pick. That's why. I mean, hell, we even talked pre-show. Jameis Winston, you still are – I mean, you're a huge advocate, lover for him.
And yeah.
It sounds like he could potentially get a starting job next year.
For his teammates love him. The locker room loves him. How many other quarterbacks in the league do you know every week you're like, he can throw for over 300 yards in a game? Most quarterbacks now, if they hit like 250, we're considering that an amazing game.
Right. No, that's true. Moving on. Aaron Rodgers, he'll play, I believe.
Yeah.
His wrist, it says wrist and nose.
Like his whole body at this point. He looked like he was in a Rocky movie at the end of that game.
Yeah, his nose, it looked like it was broken, and yeah.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, ankle. Did not practice on Thursday. I think he still plays. I think it's...
they're in desperation mode. He's playing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't sit him this week, I feel like, if you're the Ravens.
No.
Running backs, Kyren Williams popped up with the ankle. I think he's going to play.
It's fine.
Amarian Hampton, ankle. He's can come back from the IR right now.
50-50 split?
Yeah. Damn. Plus, they face a good matchup for him, too, I do believe. Chargers.
They play Philly.
Philly, yeah. I mean, that's a great matchup for a run. And because Jalen Carter is actually out this week as well. Ah, man, I wish I knew what if he was playing or not. But, yeah, I think he'll play, though. Trey Benson, same thing, coming off IR. Does he play?
I have him on some leagues. I'm hoping, but...
Yeah, I don't know what to expect for him. It could be another same timeshare. He might be the bell cow workhorse running back, or he just does.
If he's activated, I'm playing him.
Who else is receiving back or whatever? Let's see here. Aaron Jones. Hopefully, he just sits because that's.
I don't think he's playing.
His shoulder. He's kind of cost me in a couple of my leagues because I had to throw him in there last week and I was hopeful and then he just ran into a brick wall and throws down his helmet and doesn't play the rest of the game. Alvin Kamara, knee. There's no point for him to even play the rest of the season.
Nope.
I want to see what we get out of Devin Neal. I mean, I understand he didn't rush that well. I thought he was going to catch a lot more passes than he did.
Yeah,
he caught like three, which didn't make sense because the week before he caught like 5-6 passes.
If I remember, like that first half, he wasn't even like really part of the passing game. Which was
no, he bizarre. He got I think all three catches on the last or second last drive.
That's
just like checkdowns.
Another one of those teams, I'm like, are you really trying to win or are you just going through the motions? Like,
yep. Yeah. I mean, he had 14 rush attempts at least. That is a high work volume, but it's just – I think this weekend might be a struggle against Miami. Could be okay, but I think fantasy playoffs, he has a juicy matchup. So if you still have him on the free agency, I'm adding him this week. Devin Neal, that is. I don't think Kamara plays. There's no reason for him to play the rest of the season.
No, there really isn't.
Dylan Sampson, calf. I don't think he plays again. I think he sat out last week. Or no, he came up with that calf injury this week or end of last game. Let's see. Kyle Manunga, I think he plays. Woody Marks, ankle, I think he plays as well. Let's move on to wide receivers. Amon-Ra St. Brown, surprisingly played.
I was shocked.
I just got off work an hour ago. And thank God I got notification that during the warm-ups, somebody asked him if he's playing, just gave thumbs up. He's got 4 catches, 46 yards currently. That's okay game. And not what you're expecting for on true number one, but
might still have been better in your alternative at this point.
Yeah, Isaac Tesla is very high on him if St. Brown didn't play. 2 for 20 with a touchdown. Still doing better than St. Brown.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, he could come off the IR with his broken clavicle.
I mean, they're in the backs of the wall. They need to win, so.
Yeah. I mean, I seen that he logged a couple good practices he was poised, I guess that's what the wording was. He was poised at practice. What the hell does that mean? He was happy to be there and look good? Like, I don't know what that means for their perspective.
My guess is he plays, but
yeah,
to what degree, I don't know.
T. Higgins, concussion, I think he plays. I don't know if I've actually seen if he's actually cleared protocol, but that's another guy. If he's out, how do you say it? Andre Ifazas or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's another guy that could be a plug and play this week. Marvin Harrison Jr. God damn, man. Every week we get so hopeful. And
I don't know.
Left the game last week with a heel injury. He comes back after his appendix and everything. Ruins, you know, Michael Wilson's back-to-back 100-yard games to make it 3 in a row. I guess he stays heating up on, you know, NBA jams, but Jesus. Just sit out. Jaden Reed, shoulder, does he play this week? Questionable one. He's only playing maybe 25% of snaps at most, I'd say. Just get his feet wet.
I don't think if he does, it's not going to be a lot.
Yeah. Chris Olave back. I think he plays. He played through it last week. And Rome Odunze did not practice on Thursday because of foot issue. I did not know that. But I assume that he's probably play. I haven't really read into it. Like I said, I've been working.
Was banged up.
Yeah. I've been working my ass off. I'm tired.
Good old
playing Santa Claus. Good old delivering 10 to 12 hour days. It's lovely. At tight ends, only one is Dalton Kincaid, hamstring. I'm guessing he's going to play. I think he played last week, so I assume he's playing this week again.
Yeah.
That is your week 14 injury report. And before we get into our start sits, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any 6 guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their 6 favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick 6 Super Slam. The Quick 6 Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and use our promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at Bass Draft. Who should we put in our Super Six Slam? Who's your top three guys? And I'll make my top three.
My top three of the week are Cook for Buffalo. Because, well, they're playing Cincinnati, so why not? Second is Bucky. It's a must-win game, and he actually came back last week to a full workload. And if he's getting a full workload, I love Bucky.
Yeah.
And last, good old Chase.
Yeah.
Because I think that Cincinnati-Buffalo game is going to be a shootout. And
it very well could be.
And if he, for some reason, is out, like, he's going to get a monster share.
What's a weather forecast out there in Buffalo, too? Is it snowy? I don't know.
I don't know if it matters.
No, I don't think it will. But if it does, that means maybe more for Cook on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
My three, I think Jonathan Taylor has to bounce back. I mean, it's been what, like 4 weeks? Something mm-hmm. like that. I think they're what, 1-6 or what, or 1-3 or whatever. If he does not score a touchdown, and I think they're undefeated when he does score a touchdown. Yeah. So give him a touchdown.
I mean, it could be one of those. He just gets like 30 carries
at this point. Yeah. I mean, and then all that talk about, you know, Daniel Jones with the broken fibula, like if he really does have that issue going on, like give it to your best player on your team.
And historically, like December is like Taylor's time. Like usually that last month of the season, he just rocks.
I mean, yeah, they are facing the Jags, but their implied point total is 24.5. So I think he should be okay. And then Devon Achan against the Jets. Jets give up the fifth most points to running back position. So, I mean, how can you not say him? And he already faced him this year, already had over 100 yards total offense, and I do believe a touchdown. And then I'm going to go out on a limb and say Trey McBride this week as well.
Okay.
Jacoby Brissett's actually been freaking amazing.
I know. I'm shocked.
Like, he just keeps on finding McBride in the end zone. And last year, the story was McBride is good, but he can't score because, mm-hmm. you know, Kyler Murray cannot throw to him in the end zone. Now he can, and he's going against the Rams, which means they're probably going to have to play from behind or a negative game script, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're going to have to score points.
So I really like McBride this week. So that is ours, is Cook, Bucky Irving, Jamar Chase, McBride, Jonathan Taylor, and Achan. We're not going to tell you which order we're putting them in, so you can't copy us. But go ahead and join us. And again, Fast Draft, promo code Lewis. All right, Bill, let's get into this starts of the week for week 14. Make sure all these guys listen in and get into the playoffs. Who is your starts?
Start a cure quarterback is Jordan Love. Because like last week, he plays well on Thanksgiving. Who else does he play well against? The Chicago Bears. He just historically has so far in his career. And they're playing at home. So I think this is Love's week again. Wide receiver, Jacoby Myers, believe it or not. Because I don't know what's going on with Brian Thomas Jr. at this point. If he is a one-year wonder, or if he's really hurt, or if he's just not as good as we thought he is. And then Washington went out, I believe, hurt for the Jags. So,
yep.
So Jacoby Myers, it seems like he's now the number one, believe it or not. Tight end, Fannin for Cleveland, because he's the only one in Cleveland that really seems like he can catch a ball. Jerry Jeudy thinks he can catch a ball, but...
Well, that's why they yell at each other.
So, Fannin, he's been pretty much the number one tight end now, and Njoku's ball phased out in Cleveland. I think his days are done there.
Yeah.
And then at running back, I got Mason because I don't think Joe Jones is going to play for Minnesota. Minnesota knows quarterback is a total mess. So I think they're just going to feed Mason all day.
Yeah, I totally agree with all those. And you know what's really funny is I really like Jordan Love in this matchup against the Bears. And I don't know, you know somewhat of like football and basketball cards and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what time of the month it is, right? It's December. Toyota-thon or whatever it's called. And he's a freaking stud during that. But there's a card going around and it has him in like the ugly sweater and says Toyota-thon. And it's got his autograph and piece of his, like, I guess, winter.
Okay.
The ugly sweater.
Yeah.
And apparently it's going around in Wisconsin that some of these Toyota dealerships are getting them. And there's only 2,000 of them. So I've seen so many people, and, you know, groups. Do you guys have any of these? They went up to, like, all these car dealerships and they're like, what are you talking about? But, yeah, I mean – It might be a homer pick, but hey, he showed it last week, 4 touchdowns against the Lions. This week, he's going to tell, you know, the Bears to shut up. You're not going to be number one seed this week. You know, if the Bears lose, they go from number one seed to number 7.
Yeah, I mean, the North is tough. Actually, the whole NFC is just tough at this point.
They're all right there now, and especially – the Rams losing last week against the Panthers helped everyone because I thought they were running away with the one so seed.
So. And the Eagles have died.
At one game, they look the best team out there. The next, they get beat by the Bears.
Yeah.
My starts of the week, Jacoby Brissett once again. I don't know how you can say no to this guy right now.
No.
He's facing the Rams. Again, it's probably going to be negative game script. He's, you know, since he's became the starter, 7, 12, 10, 10, 4, 8, and 8 as QB finishes. So how do you not plug and play him the rest of the season?
I agree.
And that's why Trey McBride's one of my top players this week.
He's doing everything that – Kyler couldn't do in all his years.
Or what they wish Kyler could do.
Yeah. I can't throw touchdowns to McBride. I can't throw to Marvin Harrison. Well, Brissett has no problem.
I don't know what it is. Oddly, he just reminds me of Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this guy can't really throw it down the field. Russell Wilson, you suck. Let me just throw it down here. Somebody's going to catch it. Michael Wilson, how many 100-yard games has he had in his career? Like, two of them back-to-back in 3 weeks.
Wide receivers love that. Like, yeah. My quarterback has faith in me to go up there and get a jump ball.
Yep.
They love that.
100%. At running back, I got R.J. Harvey against the Raiders. I mean, he just scored 2 touchdowns. Yeah. He looked well. I hope he gets more playing time. Jaleel McLaughlin, sit your ass on the sideline. Like, stop taking away touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I think against this Raider defense, it's kind of depleted. I don't even think anyone wants to play for the Raiders at this point. But just run away from Max Crosby, if anything. At wide receiver, Christian Watson against the Bears. I think he's going to just have a big game. He's going to have like 4 or 5 catches, 1 touchdown, 100 yards. I think it's just going to be a good game. And it's kind of like a revenge game, I'd say, almost for him, because last time he played the Bears, he tore his ACL. This week, he's going to show him that he's healthy and get a bunch of air yards and score a touchdown this week.
Does Watson look like he's bulked up since the injury? Like, he looks bigger.
He could have. I just think he's been far better than what I anticipated by any means.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they gave him that contract extension, I was like, is that a great idea? And I'm like,
What was it? 1 year, like 12, 13 million. I was confused at first because I thought Romeo Doubs deserves it. I mean, realistically, he's Mr. Reliable in my eyes, but yeah. Nonetheless, Christian Watson. Tight end, Dalton Kincaid against the Bengals. The Bengals are giving up the number one most points against tight ends. And their implied point total is 29 points. That's I think, the highest of any team this week. So you might be on the right track of a shootout. So I got to jump in there and get where I can. And
it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Dalton Kincaid is the guy. And I think that's a early game, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I do believe so, because I want to watch that game. And then obviously our Packers and Bears right after that. So, yes. Who is your sits this week?
My sits for the week is, to go along with the Packer game, Caleb Williams. A couple of reasons why. Right now they're winning games because of defense and the running game and turnovers. Jordan Love doesn't really turn the ball over. The Packers are fairly good at stopping the run, which means they might tee off on Caleb Williams if they can stop the run. And he's only completing like 50% of his passes. So Caleb could be in for a long day. Maybe the magic finally ends this week. Wide receiver, I hate saying it, Jefferson for Minnesota. Like, I have him in a league, and if you draft him, you got to start him. But my expectations now at this point are so low. Like, his last four games I wrote down. 4 for 37, 5 for 61, 4 for 48, 2 for 4. No touchdowns in 4 weeks. Do I think it's going to get any better this week? Probably not. So, like, you're hoping at this point, like, maybe he gets 50 yards and falls into the end zone. That's what you're hoping for at this point. That's kind of sad.
If he could fall in the end zone. Yes, yeah. To get that.
My luck, he'll stop at the one, and then, yeah.
Hey, then it'll be Jordan Mason.
Yeah. Tight end, Dalton Schultz, because, well, they play Kansas City.
Yep.
And we've said it before, if you have a tight end going against Kansas City, chances are it's probably not going to be that great of a week.
Yeah, definitely.
And last of all, and I love the talent, I love the guy, but Genty and the Raiders, just because I just feel like that whole team has just imploded at this point. And
that offensive line is so
the line is horrible.
Trash.
They're going to be playing from behind. His only saving grace is he is a fairly good receiver, I feel.
Yes, I completely agree on
that. That's his only saving grace at this point. But Brock Bowers has actually been eating up a lot of targets now. So,
yeah, I mean, he's once another in a while one. You'll see Trey
if Tucker you get Genty, some. You're hoping he falls into the end zone to save your day.
Yeah.
He's probably not getting 100 yards rushing. And yeah.
I'm wondering if Jack Beck is going to get a lot more playing time, just because of the fact, like,
I had high hopes for him this year, and it just hasn't happened.
I feel like I did too, and it's just kind of failed in a way in my eyes.
That whole team is just, I don't know what happened.
I mean, real quick, was it Chip Kelly? He's gone real quick. Yeah. And he is like one of the most sought guys this offseason, I felt like.
Well, when the season didn't even start, and they're like, hey, Genty, can you change your stance?
Yeah.
You just sat there and you're like, why would he need to change his stance?
Yeah, he's playing perfectly fine. Like, leave him alone.
Right there and then, I kind of raised some flags. Like, what is going on in Vegas? But
yep.
They need to revamp that offensive line.
They need to do a lot more than that.
Well,
I know. Reports are is Tom Brady is not happy with any of the play. And, you know, if Tom has anything to say with it, like, why didn't you go after, like, Shedeur Sanders? If you're so close with him, why did you not go after him? at all. Like, I don't understand it.
You have the tight end. You have the running back.
You got to get the offense line. You got
the line and the QB now.
You got a guy that could easily probably be defensive player of the year on a lot of teams. Max Crosby is one of my favorite defensive players of all football. Him and Myles Garrett. I really like Myles Garrett. And just on two shitty teams. Like, it just sucks that bad.
I have more hope for the Browns right now than the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't they actually face? Didn't they face each other recently?
I don't know. But this week's game, Titans-Browns, is going to be a barn burner.
Can't wait for that one. It's just... Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Shadir got his first win.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, I feel like they just played recently. But yes, I totally agree with you. For my sits of the week, Patrick Mahomes against Texans. Like, the Texans have been just amazing against quarterbacks. Last week, Daniel Jones didn't play that well. Houston won. That Thursday night football win over the Buffalo Bills. They stopped probably the number one quarterback in all football right now, Josh Allen. They won that game. Is Cam Ward really even worth mentioning? Stopped him, won the game. Stopped Trevor Lawrence, won the game. Oh, and then they lost against Bo Nix. I don't know how. I think Bo Nix actually sucked it up that game too. 15-18. Yeah. Bo Nix, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, but still, you get the hint. Mm-hmm. They, like, the Texans are just a good defense overall, and I think they shut down Mahomes. And my next guy, Isaiah Pacheco. Like, I do not play him. I think Kareem Hunt took his spot. Mm-hmm. And even then, I'd still stop and not play Kareem Hunt against this Texans defense, one of the best in the league. So neither one of them I would be playing. My sits for wide receiver is Deebo Samuel against the Vikings. I just have a weird feeling it's going to be a Terry McLaurin show with Jaden Daniels. Like, yeah, which pissed me off because I lost that league.
Yeah,
because I didn't think he was playing.
I sat him. I didn't know.
If he played on a Sunday, yeah, I probably would have played him. But him being on a Monday, we don't know what the heck he's going to do because we've seen it multiple times of him screwing us this year.
Or playing and comes going back out right away.
90 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. And then my tight end this week, it's my guy, Aronde Gadsden.
Yeah, he's kind of been in a funk.
Yeah, ever since he got that knee contusion, I feel like he's just been on a downward slope. But
on a team with a lot of different weapons, he's got lots in the mix.
With the Chargers. And then also, like you just said, they got a lot of different weapons. I think they're going to try to run it more with Kamai Vidal, and if they get Omari Hantum back, because you want to take pressure off of a quarterback with a broken hand.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Pass the ball? No, absolutely not. Plus, the Eagles are ranked 29th against the tight end position this year. So it's hard to play Gadsden as much as I really, really love him. I just can't do it.
I'd say right now I pulled him out of my one lineup. I think I put Zach Ertz instead.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing in a different league.
Yeah.
And those are our starts and sits of the week for week 14. Who's your top three guys that are going to score this week? Let's do a touchdown parlay.
First is Davante Adams, and at this point, I don't even think it's a matter if he gets one. It's if he gets two or not.
How many?
Like, he's just been a touchdown machine.
Yeah,
I think he had two more last week. Like, it's just like clockwork at this point. And then next is Cook, definitely against Cincinnati. And then I think Jacobs gets one against the Bears at home.
Jacobs, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jacobs right away because I feel like as much as I really think Jordan Love's going to play a hell of a game, I think once it gets down to the goal line, they're just going to run it with Jacobs and tire out this defense. I really like all three of them. I mean, when do you mess with Adams at this point? Yeah.
How many more 11? Years should I stick with him? Like, should I try trading him? He's getting old. And at this point, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to ever trade him at this point. Like,
I know. I was trying to trade for him in our league.
Yeah.
You got him and Puka.
Because of the age, you don't really get a lot back. And at this point, it's like, I just ride him out.
Yeah.
And it got paid off huge.
A lot of people in Dynasty, McCaffrey. I mean, yeah, you might get some good return, but you're going to be better off probably keeping them in a lot of leagues. mine, I'm going on a different limb. I, you know, usually pick the top guys, but I'm going to say this week, Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
I feel like he's due. He faces Jacksonville, which gives up the second most points to the tight end position, and their implied point total is 24.5. I think they're just going to, you know, feed Jonathan Taylor, feed it to Tyler Warren just to get the ball out and score. My next guy, Quinshon Judkins. I think he's just due as well. I mean, we've seen it multiple times with Shedeur Sanders being down there in the 5-yard line, Wildcat, whatever. They face Titans, gives up the 11th most to running backs. And my last guy, I'm going on a limb, it feels like, is Courtland Sutton. And I'm not a big high guy on Bo Nix, but it's just – I think Courtland Sutton's due against this Raiders defense.
Yeah.
I don't like the Raiders one bit. I think they're a complete joke at this point. And I think Courtland Sutton's going to have a heyday this week.
I can see that.
I'm just thinking of other players that, you know, the top guys, yeah, we always say, let's just figure something else out, maybe.
I can see Fanning.
Yeah, I can totally see Fanning, too. Let's get our pick segment and get on out of here. All right. Crash the bed and wake up and do it all over. Throw a sack over my shoulder and go deliver more packages.
Love holidays.
Especially after the, you know, Black Friday or whatever you want to call
Cyber
it.
Cyber Monday.
I didn't even check any deals on Cyber Monday.
At this point, every day is Cyber Monday till Christmas and after Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was always like door busters all throughout November. And it's like, Jesus, come on. Stop. Go to the store and actually get the damn product.
It really doesn't stop till about February now. Because after Christmas, they're trying to unload everything they couldn't sell.
Yeah, right, exactly. And January is all the real good deals.
People using up gift cards, sending returns.
That is true. And then usually picks back up in March because of everyone's tax returns.
Yep.
Dak Prescott to Ryan Flournoy for a 42-yard touchdown.
Ooh, what's the score now?
It's about to be 26-30 with about 10 minutes left in the game. Lions.
Favorite. Okay.
Who did you have in this Lions game? I had Lions.
I had Lions.
Yep, so we're both even there. Seattle Seahawks and Falcons. I have Seahawks.
Seahawks.
They just look so good.
London might be back. I can't figure that one out. I don't think he's back yet.
I don't think he's going to be the biggest deciding factor on that.
No, I still think Seattle wins, but London might be back.
In the shootout of Bengals and Bills, I have Bills. I know you don't like the Bills.
I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I was impressed by Burrow's first game back. I think he would look that sharp, but he looked good.
I agree. But yes, I took the Bills at home. maybe weather pending. I think
that might be
James Cook is just going to have a heyday. I feel
it could be who gets the ball last at this point.
Titans and Browns in that big shootout, huh? I got the Browns.
I have Browns too, and Shadur gets the second win.
Yes. Commanders and Vikings. I have the Commanders if Jaden Daniels actually does play.
I went back and forth on this one, but I ended up with Minnesota based on home.
Boo. Actually,
it's a true pick 'em. It's like picking, do you want to eat Brussels sprouts or asparagus? Like,
they both suck. No, I'm
just kidding. I don't want either one, really. But if I got a pick, I'll take the home team.
Dolphins and Jets. I have the Dolphins. They've been on like a winning streak, I feel.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins too. It's like, I don't know. They something kicked in with them. I'm trying to save jobs. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Saints and Buccaneers. I think we're going both Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
Colts and Jags. I have the Colts, I do believe. Yeah, Colts.
I have the Colts. I just don't believe in the Jags. I don't know how they're 8-4. I just don't.
Liam Cohen, baby. Deva. Steelers and Ravens. I have the Ravens.
I have the Ravens because the Steelers burned me last week.
Plus, they're at home, the Ravens are. So I think, and Lamar. I think Lamar's due for a big game for some reason. Broncos and Raiders. I think we're both taking Broncos. Mm-hmm. Rams and Cardinals. I have Rams.
Rams.
Packers and the crappy Bears. Packers.
I hope it's the Packers.
Sunday night football, Texans and Chiefs. I feel like I'm picking the Chiefs.
I got to go Chiefs, backs to the wall. I have to win.
Yep. And Monday night football, Eagles and Chargers. I have Eagles.
I have Chargers because I've lost all faith. I don't know what's going on with the Eagles. I don't.
I just think it's that. I don't think it's anything specific. I think it's just, well, I think it's more, I don't really care for the offense coordinator. This is going to be an offense coordinator that doesn't get a head coaching job for.
How do you have those wide receivers, Barkley and Hurts, and your offense just doesn't work?
Well, Barkley just looks
awful. And you got Goddard at tight end, who's actually pretty good. Like, there's no reason why that offense should look as bad as it does, but they just look horrid.
Yep, absolutely.
And Barkley might have hit that wall where he just had too many carries last year, and he's just.
I think maybe he is burnt out. You know, he had all those carries, never got to sit in like a full off season. You know, because they went to the Super Bowl, and in the playoffs, he was freaking used nonstop.
Yeah.
And, you know, he maybe got burnt out. Maybe he's lingering an injury. I mean, hell, he was on the cover of Madden. He's probably injured somehow. I don't know.
If I was a player and they told me I was going to go on that cover, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Let me do it when I retire. How about that?
Yeah. Do not put me on that cover.
Right. Well, that is a wrap of today's show of Fantasy End Zone. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Like, follow, subscribe, click the little bell notification. Good luck in your week 14 matchups. Hopefully you make the playoffs. How many leagues are you in the playoffs, and how many are you like kind of out and on the border?
6 leagues. I am totally out on one. I think I'm in last place, and that might be one of my better teams. This has been a weird year.
Yep.
In the playoffs, I think in 4 of the 6, and one I'm fighting for a spot, I think, this week.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in 10. I have 6 guaranteed playoffs. One is a auction league that we're in, and I'm in last place. Like, I spent way too much money on Garrett Wilson, DJ Moore, and Terry McLaurin. Screw all of them. And I think I spent money on Omari Hantum, too, in that league. So yeah. I'll all of those guys just screwed me. Two of them, I'm actually all three of the other ones I'm battling. I'm currently in the playoffs in one with a 16-man league. And
16.
Yeah, I was in like third place a couple weeks ago and slid all the way down to eighth after losing three in a row. And then in my other two leagues I commish, I'm in like eighth place, but there's like a group of us from fourth to eighth. So hopefully I'm going to make one. Maybe. I don't know.
I know I can still catch you in Dynasty this week.
Which one is that? And is that Wade's or mine?
Yours. If you lose and I win, I think I can catch you on points.
No. I'm in first. Come on. I'm the captain.
Come down to the wire.
No, it's all four of my Dynasty leagues. I'm in the playoffs at least. Three of them. Pretty much three of them I'm guaranteed a first round bye. The other one I'm barely making, but that's with injuries happening. Back-to-back champ in that one.
It might be our keeper league. I don't even know how I'm in the playoffs. My team's so bad.
Like you said, it's a weird league or a weird year.
It's been so pieced together. I have one league. I'm in first place, and my quarterback right now is Jacoby Brissett because everyone else got hurt.
Hey, Brissett is good, all right? I have him as a starter of the week. That league. Each and every week, in and out, he should be a starter. He throws for 300 yards, two touchdowns guaranteed. That's what you could pencil him in, and he's top 20 or top 15.
He's that guy, if you didn't look at the name and you just looked at the stats, you'd swear it was a different quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I did not expect Brissett to be like this right now.
No.
And Jahmyr Gibbs just rushed for his second touchdown. And Jameson Williams almost has 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, he's come on strong the last few weeks.
After that dud week 2 weeks ago. And then St. Brown gets hurt during Thanksgiving night. But, yes, thanks for tuning in. I'll be on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on YouTube on Tuesday, so tune in for that. And you and me will be back here next week for week 15. God damn, it's already December. It's week 15 already. Man, it'll be the first week of playoffs. So hopefully you all make it. Get in and follow us. You can follow me on Twitter at LouisLewis5. Till next week, we'll talk to you later. Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.